Whoa, serial killer.
Serial killer?
Hey, come on, I say more dumb things before 9 a.m. than most people say all day.
Nothing. I can't find anything that I want to eat. Everything makes me nauseous. I'm telling you, being pregnant is no piece of cake. Ooh, cake. No. I'm sorry. God. Ooh, what does that smell? It's coming from the bathroom. Ooh.
Now, pregnancy does give you some weird cravings.
Yeah.
It's me. It's Phoebe. Listen, there's something in here I want to eat. What smells so good?
Is it the shampoo?
It's guava.
No.
Ugh. Oh, wait. Is it my bologna sandwich?
Yes. Can't believe it. The baby wants bologna. Baby wants me to eat meat. I can't eat meat.
Wait. Maybe it's a pickle.
What are you writing?
Well, Josh is coming in tomorrow, and since I don't have the guts to ask him out, I'm going to sell him a coat and put this note in the pocket.
Oh, yeah? Oh. Joshua, give me a call sometime. Guys like you never go out of style. What did you throw away?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
What have you guys been up to?
Oh, we went to see a collection of Victorian doorknobs at the Cooper Hewitt Museum.
Without me?
My uncle dragged us there, but actually it turned out to be really interesting.
Yeah.
They were so ornate and beautiful. I mean, look at that.
I don't know how museums work in England, but here you're not supposed to take stuff.
I got it from the gift shop. They have really lax security there. A joke.
Anyone for more tea? No, just me then.
Hey, Ringo. Every time Emily's around, you talk like her. Would you please cut it out?
Oh, I think you like it. I think you can't resist me when I do it. You want to eat me up like a cream pumpkin.
What?
All right, look, I don't know all the words.
Right, I've got to be off, Bob. See you. Bye-bye, then.
Bye-bye, then.
Hey, so you guys seem to be having a good time, huh?
Oh, yeah, she's amazing, and she's so much fun. You know, and you know what? When I'm with her, I'm fun. I do things like run off to Vermont, and you guys saw the doorknob. I even signed up for helicopter classes. She's leaving in 2 days. I don't have to do it.
Oh, 2 days? You must be bummed.
Yeah, she's got to go back to London. But you know what? I've been prepared for this from the start. We both knew we had 2 weeks together, and then that's it, you know?
Hey, that's what all my relationships are like.
Yes, but in Ross's case, they both know in 2 weeks, that's it.
Thieves!
Hey!
Oh, hello!
I know, yeah. So the baby is totally craving meat. This afternoon, I tried tricking it. I made it a soy burger so that maybe it would think it was getting meat, you know, and I got nauseous.
Well, maybe that's because soy burgers suck. But I'm no obstetrician.
Now, being pregnant is hard on your tummy.
Hey, but at least you got that cool pregnant lady glow.
Oh, that's sweat. You throw up all morning. You'll have that glow, too.
Okay.
Oh, here's that trench coat that you wanted.
Oh, great. Yeah, it's comfortable.
Yeah.
Man, I could really flash somebody in this thing.
Oh, no, they don't want you to put your hands in the pockets until you are out of the store.
Why not?
Well, because we get a lot of...
You know, they ruin it for everybody.
I know.
You know, I wore that cashmere sweater on a date last night.
Oh.
Yeah, it was the first date since the divorce.
Well, congratulations. So do you love her?
No. She's nice, but, you know, it just made me realize I'm just not ready to be dating, you know?
Huh. Well, that's Sir, that's interesting.
Hey, whoa, hey. What was that?
Oh, it's just an anti-theft device.
And, what's this?
Wait, well, you need that. You need that, too, because obviously a thief could just tear this right up. Listen, we have to have a party tonight. Actually, we have to have one in 5 minutes, so everybody cancel your plans.
What are you talking about?
What's going on?
We have to have a surprise bon voyage party for Emily. But it's actually for Joshua.
That sucks. Nobody's ever thrown me a bon voyage Emily party.
Look, he said he's not ready to date, so I had to invite him to a party if I wanted to see him outside of work. And now I have created the perfect opportunity to seduce him.
Well, as much as I'd like to meet Josh and warn him, Emily and I aren't going to be here, all right? I mean, she's going to come by first to say goodbye, and then I've got a whole special evening planned, so sorry, no party.
Aww.
Hello. Surprise!
Surprise!
No one's ever thrown me a surprise party before.
Well, it was all Ross's idea.
You're so sweet. And I'm so surprised.
You really didn't know?
Why are you over here if Joshua's all the way over there?
Because I'm trying to play hard to get. Oh, quick, he's looking over here. Say something funny.
Like what?
What's so funny?
I said, like what?
Now that's a thinker.
Okay, you know what? You know what? This playing hard to get thing is not working. Hand me those cherries. Okay. Hi.
Hey.
Care for a cherry?
Thanks.
No. You know, I can tie one of these into a knot using just my tongue.
Okay? You all right?
So we should probably get going soon.
Well, but the party's only just getting started.
Yeah, but we have to be at the Four Seasons for drinks in 15 minutes, and then, you know, then the Plaza for dinner.
So why did you plan a party at the same time?
No. Actually, American surprise parties are very short. It's usually surprise, and then, oh my God, I'm so surprised. Goodbye.
Ross, I'm having such a great time. Your sister has just been telling me that you used to dress up like little old ladies and host make-believe tea parties.
Monica said that, did she?
Yeah.
Did she tell you that when she was little, she was partially responsible for new legislation regulating the strength of swing sets?
Oh, yeah. Then what are you going to put on top of that?
A little salami.
Oh, yeah. Then, what goes on top of the salami?
Oh, pastrami.
You're a genius. Oh, someone give me a hand with the zipper.
Yeah.
Up.
You change?
Yeah, I decided I needed my lucky dress.
And lucky means more cleavage?
Those for me.
Cute. Just want to go over there, grab him, and kiss him. How could I kiss him without letting him know that I like him?
Oh, hey, I know how you can get him.
Take off your bra.
What?
There was a scene in Footloose.
Flash dance.
Yeah. Yeah, with that plumber girl.
She's a welder.
What, were you, like, in the movie, or... Anyway, She takes off her bra under the shirt and pulls it out the sleeve. Very sexy and classy.
Or, if you want to kiss him, you could use mistletoe.
Oh, it's not Christmas.
Or spin the bottle.
And he's not 11.
Thank you so much for this. It was really so thoughtful of you.
You're leaving?
Yes, we have something we have to get to.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take off too, actually.
No, you guys, you can't leave yet. You have to stay. We've got the whole big thing planned.
What big thing?
So, spin the bottle works like this. I spin the bottle, lands on Gunther, so I would have to kiss Gunther. Alright. Who wants to go first?
Okay.
Okay. Hey. Okay. Hey.
Welcome to America.
All right. Oh, no! Oh, my gosh! Two in a row. You gotta use your tongues now.